WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 73 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop. On Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Yesterday was Texas A&M's 140th birthday.
It's quadrisquicentennial. That's just to show you that 4 years of college Latin wasn't entirely wasted.
President Michael Young brought up the anniversary during his second State of the University address. He also went off script by thanking Provost Karen Watson, who is stepping down at the end of the academic year.
She has kept the candle burning on academic excellence. She steadied the ship academically, even in somewhat tumultuous times.
You can hear the president's remarks, which details what he calls three strategic imperatives, online at WTAW.com. Yesterday's Brazos County Commission meeting began with 17 speakers representing 125 property owners who are opposed to an oil company running semis up and down their county roads.
William Cotrola says the county was shoving down their throats Sunoco Logistics Oil Docking Station and suburban College Station off Highway 30 and Roan's Chapel Road.
I believe we have been severely misled by our county officials who seem to have already made promises to Sunoco that they should not have made.
Commissioner Sammy Catalina, whose district includes the Sunoco property, was not able to respond directly to the speakers due to state law because the item was not on the agenda.
I would like to be able to respond for some of the things that was said here today myself, because I've been in this deal since it first started, and I wasn't completely happy with some of the things that were said today. It had to do with Commissioner's Court.
Retired educator Milton Radke, who has lectured nationwide on traffic control, was among those asking commissioners what they need to do to stop Sunoco.
You're looking at a roadway where initially we had one truck maybe every 12 to 15 minutes. Now you're looking at a truck either entering or leaving every 2 to 4 minutes. 24 hours a day.
A Sunoco spokesman says they're committed to working with the property owners and the county to minimize impacts. That includes any road improvements that would be done in conjunction with the county. The 10-acre facility, which is being built on a 50-acre parcel, is scheduled to open before the end of the year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce announced the 2016 Citizen and Volunteer of the Year Awards.
We've selected our 2016 Citizen of the Year, which is going to be John Anderson with Merrill Lynch.
Carrie Archer says the 2016 Volunteer of the Year goes to Cherie Bogner of Wells Fargo. Both recipients will be honored at the Chamber's annual banquet on November 14th at the Hilton. Tables are still available. Find more information online at bcschamber.org. At the end of this month, BCS Habitat for Humanity will complete their largest subdivision in our community. In partnership with Habitat for Humanity, the Greater Brazos Builders Association started construction of Angels Gate Subdivision in 2006. Habitat's Director of Development, Carl Orozco, says construction of the final two lots will complete the 10-year project and bring the total number of homes to 106.
These guys are giving up their time and their energy, their employees, all these type of things, all are donated by the builders. But again, hard costs are just, they are what they are. Construction in this town is certainly expensive, and that's why we need the help from the public.
Orozco says the builders begin construction October 24th and will have both homes done by the end of that week. You can make a donation by going online to habitatbcs.org. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 72 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Merry Christmas! Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, our custom granite is definitely a cut above.
That's right, Suzanne. That's because we use a revolutionary new robotic cutting system. Its computer-controlled blades can cut with precision never possible before.
And we only use the best in 3CM granite, unlike our competitors.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
It's 8:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partial sunshine for today. Our temperature's up to about 90 degrees this afternoon. Can't rule out an isolated thunderstorm, though right now it's looking like the activity is going to stay off well to our north. Tonight, some passing clouds. Overnight lows 70 to 75. Turning partly sunny for tomorrow. Temperatures will make their way up to about 90 degrees. We're clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Sunny weather for the day on Friday with a high around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor. He's got your Aggie football report. Former defensive end and Ags, former defensive end for the Ags, Ray Mickens, will be included in the 2016 SEC Legends class. We'll take a look at how the postseason will line up in the MLB, and Maria Sharapova will be back on the court sooner than we thought. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, this whole... how are you going to act during the national anthem thing? People that are on the court or on the field or whatever. You know, it's still out there.
Yeah.
It's still, I don't know, making problems. I saw Mark Cuban interviewed the other day, and somebody was asking him, as the owner of a professional team, what did you tell your team? And he said, I'm going to stand there with my hand over my heart. And whatever you guys do, just do it as a team. Do it as individuals. That happened to be what he said to his folks. A North Carolina radio station is dropping the broadcast of East Carolina's upcoming football game in reaction to last weekend's protest that was staged by members of the school's band.
Wow.
Huh.
WFAY in Fayetteville, North Carolina, announced yesterday that it would not carry the Pirates game at South Florida scheduled for Saturday. The move comes after approximately a dozen band members knelt down during the anthem before the game against Central Florida as a protest for, well, I'm not going to say what they were protesting because they know.
And they know,
I might not grasp the totality of it.
Mm-hmm.
The band officials issued an apology. Basically, what the head of the network, the Colonial Network, said was, you know, you can do what you want to, but understand there may be consequences.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can do what you want, and so can we.
Yes.
And yes.
So that's a pretty interesting way to come back at
it. It is. Well, and it's unfortunate because, it really hurts the football team and their exposure and their fans who want to listen to the game. Even though it wasn't the football players who protested.
Yeah.
Technically. I mean, there might have been, I don't know, but it sounds like that this is retaliation of the band's actions.
So yeah. It would seem that that would give those people within the institution a way to place pressure on another group to say, hey, everybody loses when you behave this way.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
Let them think about it. Maybe they can come up with some other way they want to.
Yeah, just because, freedom of speech is a thing doesn't mean that it comes without consequence.
Exactly.
Well, I was hoping we'd have another reason to talk about Kim this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, you mean we don't?
Well, no, we do.
There's always a reason.
Oh, sure there is. That's true. CBS is working on a new series called A Burglar's Guide to the City.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. But rather than look at her situation that happened, it's about a team of modern-day Robin Hoods who steal from rich criminals to give back the money and other burglarized items to people who have been slammed or wronged by a corrupt system. Good luck with that.
Yeah. All right.
I believe Ms. Reber's been rolling something out on social media that you want to mention.
Yeah, so we talked about it, or I guess a week ago, 2 weeks ago, when Brian Native, Courtney Ramirez, made it through the blind auditions of NBC's The Voice. Well, we are going to have her in studio this morning. Super excited about that. So she has to go back to L.A. next week, but we were able to get something scheduled. So she's supposed to be in studio around 8:35, right after that 8:30 news break.
Super cool.
Yeah, there we go. So we'll get a chance to talk to her. Hello.
Hello.
No, that didn't work. Okay. Well, something wrong with the phones again.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. So an Indian man living in the U.K. believed to hold the record for the world's longest marriage has died. His name is Karim Chad. Recently died a month before his 111th birthday.
Whoa.
Wow.
Anyway, he, along with his 103-year-old wife, were one of the oldest living couples in Britain and had celebrated their 90th anniversary.
Wow.
90th?
Wait, so they got married?
Yeah, young.
Very.
Yeah, because she's a 103. Yeah, so there you go. Something like that. That's bizarre. Again, that's,
good for them.
I guess so. They got married in December of 1925, moved to the UK after living in India for 40 years. The couple had 8 kids, including 4 sons, 4 daughters, 27 grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren.
Wow.
90 years? Hello?
Hey, yeah, I read a report this morning that they polled all of the people that were going to watch that East Carolina game.
Yeah.
And all 3 of them were upset about it.
Again, yeah, it's not powerhouse, okay? It's not powerhouse, that's for sure. But anyway, thought it was an interesting way for them to go about that. Today, by the way, Teacher's Day. It's World Teacher's Day. Oh, and depressingly, we have the salaries that teachers make.
Oh.
Yeah, across the United States. That's not really the way we would like to celebrate it, but we'll see how Texas stacks up. And also, we're going to talk to our resident geek about the new phone that Google rolled out yesterday, what that's going to mean to the marketplace. And so we'll see what they've got to say about that.
We've got a resident geek?
Well, yeah. It's, well, I mean, you know, just to...
I mean, other than me, is
yeah,
it
yeah.
on
well,
that? Is
actually, yeah, we're going to talk to Patrick.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we'll get his idea on all that stuff coming up in a few minutes. All right.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes, and we'd like to thank you, the Brazos Valley, for voting us Best Home Builder for the past 12 years. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Need more space? We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, it's 7:19, so let's go to New York. Hey, good morning, man. How are you? Hello? Wait. Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What's the noise in the background?
Oh, that'd be the subway.
That's just New York.
That's New York.
Yeah, no, that would be New York. So, and I hear the coughing. That's a nice sound, too. So,
yeah, no, that's wonderful this time of year.
All right, so you got a minute to talk about this new phone?
I do.
Or do you have to catch your train?
Well, I got to catch the train, but we might be able to do both.
Oh, that'd be interesting. All right, so the new Google phone rolled out. So from a New York geek standpoint, what do you think? He can't hear us. Hello?
Oh, no, I can hear you.
Oh,
I
you can hear you. Oh, okay. So what do you think?
I think they tried.
Is it a fail?
I think we got to see that.
Oh. Look at you. See, you've got people around you now. Now you're not going to talk into the phone. Yeah, see? All right, so when do you get free?
Yeah, because somebody's got it in his hand.
Yeah, so when do you get free?
It's hard to fade into the background when you're shouting on the subway
I know, track. That's why you can't do that. All right, so we'll talk. This is not a good time, so when's a good time?
No, this will be fine.
You're in New York.
I promise. I'm all settled.
The good news is he is in New York, so if anybody finds it weird, it's New York.
There's a woman standing right there saying, Why are you sitting down when I should be sitting down? But anyway. All right, so tell us what you think about the new phone.
I don't have enough opinions yet. Now the iPhone, I love the camera, I gotta be honest.
Okay.
Totally sold on the camera.
Now, have you gotten to see one actually hold one in your hand or anything like that?
Oh, I'm not that popular yet, but yeah, I imagine I will someday soon. Right.
Are you working, by the way?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, are you? Okay, what are you doing?
I'm about to accept an offer from CBS Radio.
Oh, CBS Radio. Well, we used to be an affiliate of theirs. What are you going to do there?
I think Gun 1150 still is.
Yeah, it could well be. So what are you going to be doing there?
I'll be doing web design, PHP, and WordPress.
Really?
Nice job,
wow.
Patrick.
So
nice.
We're going to know somebody at the network.
Woohoo!
Yes, that's very true.
Yeah,
I'm told I get my Big Bang Theory thermos on the first day.
Now, that's what it's all about. I mean, you can quit after that, really.
Yeah, that's not bad. That works out pretty well. All right, well, this is what we'll do. Next time we'll catch you in the first hour of our show. That probably works better in your world, right?
Yeah, maybe so. I think so.
Okay, we'll do that. Thank you, man. Take care. See you.
Bye, Patrick.
Wow, there you go. Patrick going to work for CBS.
That's awesome.
We just had a texter. Patrick moved to New York?
Oh, you got to listen.
Thanks
more
for
often.
Listening to the show.
Yeah, really. But basically what they're saying this morning is that this product that they launched yesterday was pretty much a jab at Apple's iPhone because they mentioned, hey, we've still got a headphone jack. Okay.
Ooh, you're cool. See?
Yeah, and the idea is that they obviously want to go after that iPhone customer, but the early analysis says this, in fact, may end up hurting Samsung more than it will Apple, because obviously.
I was going to say, I think Samsung's got a lot to worry about when it comes to that.
Yeah, there are a lot of people out there who are looking to go someplace else, but the Pixel line bears a strong resemblance to the iPhone, comes in two sizes. Got that kind of sleek look. The Google Assistant, powered by artificial intelligence software, is a response to Apple's Siri. Uh-oh.
Oh.
Yeah, and as Google prioritizes making its own hardware, its emerging design philosophy is just exactly what Apple does.
Hmm.
So we'll have more choice. The deal is, all these players have a lot of money. Look, Samsung's not doing well. They have bad publicity, but they do have a lot of money. We know that Google has money, and obviously Apple has money. So
yeah,
the deal is, though, how do we as consumers gain in a deal like this? Because it's not cheap, as you would expect, $649 for the Pixel. So
I think it would be, hopefully, the progression of the technology is where we would win, because the competition would drive them to do more. But it's funny that they came out and said that their big selling point is, oh, we have a headphone jack. Because when it comes to technology, progression in it can sometimes be tricky as far as what the market is willing to do. And, you know, if not having headphones plugged into your phone is the next big technology and Apple's on top of it, then that makes Samsung or whoever, who was it, Samsung or Google who said that?
It was Google who said that yesterday.
That'll make Google look silly, you know, that they were like touting an antiquated technology.
All right. Well, no, you know what? Yeah, either of you two guys ready to give up your wired phones?
No, and that's the other thing I was going to say. This happens in video games all the time, too. The Sega Dreamcast came out before, PlayStation and things like that, and it was too far ahead of its time. People weren't ready to do that yet.
Well, and that may be. What about you, Chelsea? Do you care? Does it matter to you?
Oh. Sorry, I'm talking to Bill Flores.
Never mind. Okay, I know. Yeah,
I've got a celebrity in studio.
I know. We are broke out in celebrities this morning.
Yeah,
so, okay.
Yeah, I know. They're all over the place.
No, so anyway, the idea is, can you give up your wired earphones?
Oh, me? Yeah, I could.
Okay.
I could.
Well, and that's the other thing.
I think if it were easy enough and I was guaranteed a good connection, now I know that's the issue. That's what people are really concerned about,
right,
is will my Bluetooth earphones work all the time? Because depending on the signal or how far away, I don't know. But if I could guarantee a signal or a connection and it's not going to be annoying to have that disconnect in my ear every once in a while, then yeah, I could give it up.
See, and I'm the old guy on the show, though. You know, I got a newer phone and actually took it back after 2 days. It was just too much.
Yeah.
It just wanted me to link everything,
right,
to everything else, and
gotcha.
I just didn't care because I don't use my phone that way.
Yeah.
Now, if you're in a situation where you do use your phone that way, I guess that probably makes sense, but how soon will people be willing to change their habits simply because the technology is
available? Well, because, and for me, for instance, somebody who works out and goes to the gym, I love wireless when I can have that.
Sure.
And so that's just an additional, you know, I mean, people have been using wireless earbuds for a while now, and it just so happens that they're forcing it on people, which I think is the complaint.
My biggest concern is losing them. But,
right,
but
that's true. That's
I came
true.
Up with a solution for that.
Okay.
A case that has a place where you can snap them into the back. So you take them out, you snap them into the back, you take them out, put them in, you never lose them.
That would make sense. All right, there we go. 7:26, our Brazos Valley weather forecast coming up in just a minute.
If you have land to take care of, you need a service and supply company that can take care of you. Wegwert Inc. in Calvert has served the Brazos Valley with small-town attention since 1978. Is your farm equipment in need of service or repair? Lance and his crew are experts at repairing and refurbishing trailers, including electrical, and offer welding services for farm equipment. And Wegwert Inc. is your trusted source for hay balers, shredders, and pasture sprayers at no-hassle prices. Ask about this month's special on row balers. Wegwert Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert, or visit WegwertInc.com.
7:27, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com. A little bit of fog out there this morning, so kind of be aware of that. 91 will be our high temperature when it's all said and done, about 73 for our low temperature tonight. And we'll probably hit 90 on Thursday or Friday, but Saturday and on through there, it cools off a little bit. If you're going to the football game or doing something else Saturday outside, 84 will be the high. And then on Sunday, 82 will be the high. So enjoy that. Right now, looking at 72 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Okay, so over the weekend, Hillary Clinton's campaign staff at the New York Times illegally published portions of Donald Trump's tax returns. They show that big loss. Hillary claims that Trump has contributed nothing to our nation because in her world, taxes are contributions. She said that he made a business model out of corporate excess. Hillary Clinton has made her career out of government excess. She's gotten filthy wealthy doing what she calls public service while accomplishing nothing but corruption. Her business model is to lie, cheat, and beg donors for money who give it to her hoping she pays them back with policy. Hillary doesn't get how the real economy works. Donald Trump has created more jobs, more taxpayers, more economic growth than Hillary Clinton can dream of. Everybody already knew Trump had big business losses in the 90s. He wrote about it in his book, The Art of the Comeback. The tax law that he used that allows losses to be carried forward is not some secret law for billionaires. It's not a loophole. It's how companies stay up and running and keep people working. Hillary Clinton, the New York Times, used the same provision. But since Hillary is screeching about those who contribute nothing to the economy, will she criticize those who came here illegally for government benefits? Will she castigate those born here who feed off the welfare state she and her Democrat Party created? Talk about contributing nothing, huh? I don't think she'll talk about that, will she?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-375-9991. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-375-9991. 1-800-375-9991.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bienski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 73 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The first hour of yesterday's Brazos County Commission meeting was taken by opponents to an oil company's project off Highway 30 and Roan's Chapel Road in suburban College Station.
And I'm going to ask you to please look at all of us. We're here united. We are begging you and praying for you.
Eileen Savek-Hugo was among 17 speakers and says semis for Sunoco Logistics will be hauling more than 2 million gallons of oil a day on county roads. Joe Pettigene among those demanding Sunoco stay out of their residential neighborhoods.
Our first meeting and hearing of this was at an informal meeting at a neighbor's house where Mr. Catalina and a couple of engineers came, and he specifically used the words done deal. This is a done deal. There's nothing y'all can do about it, and you just need to try to get along with the oil company. Those specific words, I'll never forget that.
County Commissioner Sammy Catalina represents the affected area.
There was no deals made from the county of Sunoco. Our interest is with the residents of Rome's Chapel and Rainbow Acres.
Due to state law, Catalina and the rest of the commission was not able to respond to the public comments because the item was not on the agenda. A Sunoco spokesman says they're committed to working with the property owners and the county to minimize impacts and includes any road improvements that would be done in conjunction with the county. The 10-acre facility, which is being built on a 50-acre parcel, scheduled to open before the end of the year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The 140th birthday of Texas A&M was yesterday. President Michael Young marked the anniversary in yesterday's State of the University address by announcing three strategic imperatives.
I pledge to you today to work collaboratively towards impact. And I'm asking you again on this quasi-quicentennial anniversary of the birth of this great university to join me in creating a stronger, more creative capacity for collaboration and transformative learning and discovery.
Young also thanked Provost Karen Watson, who is stepping down at the end of the academic year.
This university, every professor, every member of this staff, and the 500,000 Aggie network owe her a greater thanks.
You can hear Young's remarks online at WTAW.com. This year's Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce annual banquet is November 14th at the Hilton. Carrie Archer says the 2016 Citizen and Volunteer of the Year recipients will be honored.
Our 2016 Volunteer of the Year, which is Cherie Bogner with Wells Fargo.
Archer says John Anderson of Merrill Lynch was named 2016 Citizen of the Year. Banquet tables are still available. More information is online at bcschamber.org. BCS Habitat for Humanity is wrapping up a 10-year project at the end of this month. The Greater Brazos Builders Association started construction of Angels Gate Subdivision in 2006. The same group of builders will finish the final two lots during the last week of this month.
While the builders are able to get a lot of things at cost or donated completely, there still are some substantial costs that come with building products, and we're getting a lot of the labor done via a donation, but there still are hard costs, and we really need people to look into their hearts, hopefully, and help these builders with the small funds that we need to complete this project.
Habitat's Director of Development, Carl Orozco, says the completion of this project makes Angels Gate the largest Habitat subdivision in the community with 106 total homes. You can find more information or make a donation online at habitatbcs.org. About 1,000 children in Texas deemed at immediate risk were not checked on by social workers at all during the last 6 months.
Numbers from the Department of Family Protective Services also show another 1,800 were not seen within the state-mandated 24-hour window. Department spokesman Patrick Crimmon says turnover of caseworkers has been a chronic problem.
So the only way, you know, we can overcome it is to just get more workers hired and trained as quickly as we can and in the field. And we have a responsibility to make sure that those children are seen as soon as possible.
He says they've been authorized to ask for 500 new caseworkers, even though the department faces a $40 million budget shortfall. When asked about that, Crimmon says they've had a lot of support from the legislature and Governor Abbott. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
United Way of the Brazos Valley has announced last month's first rappelling fundraiser, Over the Edge, raised more than $120,000. The event, which will be repeated next year, was the kickoff for United Way's $700,000 community campaign. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 73 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. Congressman Bill Flores is up next. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan College Station.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
7:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here we go.
High pressure is east of the area. That's going to keep the warm weather locked into the region right through the day on Friday. Sunshine today, a high of 90. There's a low risk of an isolated shower or thunderstorm today. It's due to a trough of low pressure moving across the regions to our north. Partly to mostly cloudy, 70 to 75 tonight. Sun and clouds for tomorrow, close to 90 degrees. We're partly to mostly sunny on Friday. Highs on Friday around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has audio from quarterback Trevor Knight and coach Kevin Sumlin in your Aggie football report. Ray Mickens, former defensive end for the Aggs, joins the 2016 SEC Legends class. The Texas Rangers will face the Toronto Blue Jays in the postseason, and the suspension of Maria Sharapova will be cut short. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Trying to get headphones adjusted. Is that still too loud?
That's still too loud, but that's close enough. That's okay. I'd rather hear than not hear.
All right, there we go. All right, we'll cut him down a little bit. Congressman Bill Flores joined us this morning. Thanks for being with us in studio today.
You bet. Glad to be here.
Y'all got a little time off. You got a football game to go to this weekend, right?
I'm really looking forward to it. Got both my granddaughters coming in, our sons coming in. So Gina and I are pretty pumped about the things we're going to be able to do this weekend.
Okay, so this is the first time Tennessee's been here. Have you got some bet with a congressman or senator from Tennessee on this game?
Well, actually, I have had some of my Tennessee colleagues call me up, and they're asking for tickets and help and things like that.
You got them where you want them.
I propose some wagers, but they haven't taken them yet. So,
well, let's first of all talk about y'all are in recess until what? Late November, really?
November the 14th. Actually, okay. I call it a district work period.
So, oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
Working my rear off. I know. Everybody thinks it's a big vacation.
Yeah,
but
we
it's
do.
Not.
That's kind of what we think. But anyway, so tell me what kind of action y'all were able to take before you split up over the weekend.
Well, the two big things that we did last Wednesday, which happened right after we had our show last week, are the continuing resolution was passed to fund the government from October the 1st through December the 9th. That had some warts on it. We can talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, and add if you want to. The second thing, which is really important for Texas, we passed the Water Resources Development Act, or WRDA for short, and that reallocates the funding model that had been used by the president to basically hurt red states, because the funds that were going into the harbor maintenance and port fund were being allocated to blue states and away from red states, and that was really hurting our Texas ports. So WRDA, we reallocated that to make the funds flow where the funds are needed. And then for those of us here in the Brazos Valley and in Central Texas, there was some damage to the Waco Dam along the Brazos River that occurred back during the big rains in May, and so this provides some funding to fix that as well. And that is a federal project.
Well, trade and the Port of Houston, obviously, major. And,
right.
Anything we can do to upgrade that.
Well, Texas is number two exporter in the country. We are the number two number one exporter, number two trade state in the country, and our ports are the lifeblood to make that happen. In addition, virtually all of the military equipment is shipped in and out of ports in Beaumont, and so the administration was really hurting the Texas economy by withholding the funds that were used to dredge Texas ports. Texas ports are different than the ones on the West Coast and some of the ones on the East Coast because they silt in, mm-hmm. and so that you have to have a constant program of dredging them. In addition, now that the Panama Canal is going to be bigger and wider, and you're going to have larger ships coming through, we need to actually deepen some of the major ports like Houston, Corpus Christi, so that we can accommodate the larger vessels coming through the Panama Canal.
Yeah, because they're doing it in North Carolina, so you need to be competitive there.
Correct.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us in studio today. All right, so quickly then, what did you like and what did you not like about the CR?
Well, there were three things I didn't like. One is I didn't like doing a CR to start with. I mean, in my view, the House worked really hard to pass a number of appropriations bills. And despite Mitch McConnell's assertions back in January that he was going to pass all 12 of the Senate, he only got two passed. And so he really put us in a bad spot by just passing continuing resolution and not being able to change the spending profile of the federal government.
Okay, let me stop you for just a second. So we got a Republican-controlled House. We've got a Republican-controlled Senate. The Republicans say they're going to do it differently, and yet it ends up being done the way it's always been.
I know, and it just you talk about a frustrated conservative. That's me. Because it just drives me crazy that he did this to us back in September the 7th. We in the House were going to have a planning conference on September the 9th to talk about how we were going to try to advance the most, for lack of a better term, comprehensive, impactful spending bill that we could. But then McConnell on the September the 7th said, okay, the Senate's going to do a CR. It's going to be at the higher spending level. It's going to land squarely in the lame duck, and it's also going to not have any conservative riders on it. So he basically threw all of us under the bus, and those of us as conservatives were collateral damage. Actually, the Speaker Ryan got hurt in this process as well.
Well, tell us what you did like.
What I did like is it funded Zika in a responsible manner. The other thing is, and this is, it caused for us to, it put us in a position to have no drama during the election. So if we'd have had a government shutdown on September the 30th, right before the election, I'm not sure that would have been good for the folks that are in tight races on my side of the aisle. And so we'd had no drama. I got to the point where I said, just give me two conservative writers. When I say me, us as conservatives in Congress, in the House, give us two conservative writers. One is no internet transfer to the UN, and the second one was pause the flow of refugees until we're assured that they're vetted by the FBI, because today they're not vetted by the FBI. And we couldn't even get that. And so that was pretty frustrating to me, and that's ultimately why I voted no against the CR.
Well, the internet thing is it's transferred now. So, what are your concerns?
It's in the process of being transferred. Yeah. I mean, it is not irretrievable, but it's about 90% irretrievable. I'll tell you this: we're going to continue to try to halt that transfer because contracts haven't been signed for the transfer. But we won't know how bad this is for the country. We'll get some feelers for that over the next year or two if the transfer actually happens. And then in 5 to 10 years, I mean, we could feel the full impacts, positive or negative. Well, they won't be positive, but they could be negative.
Story this morning in The Hill, Congress now at a 13% approval rating. You've got two of the most polarized candidates for president probably in history.
Right.
Once again, the frustration of the American people.
Look, I don't blame the American people. The only thing from my standpoint is, like, woohoo, we're up from 8%, but that's not
no, that's still
not, that's not very yeah. That's not much to brag about. But here's what's interesting: if you sort of peel the onion back on these ratings, I mean, I was just listening to Fox News yesterday, and one of the commentators was saying, "Where's your congressman? Where's Congress? What's this? What's that?" You know, and really that was sensationalist journalism because they weren't talking about the limited tool set that Congress has to deal with some of the issues when you look at the Constitution. And so we have tried real hard, and Congress is really two bodies, and the House has done yeoman's work, I think. The Senate, I think, has failed us. But we still are viewed collectively, and so if the Senate fails us, then we as Congress as a whole fail. The second part about peeling back the onion is if you look at the individual members, most of them are pretty popular back in their districts. And one of the things, I mean, I'm going to go political here for a minute. A lot of us were worried about the impact of the distaste for the candidates at the top of the ticket, what would happen down ballot. And what's happened is that most people are saying, well, I don't know. I sure don't trust Hillary Clinton, and I don't know who Donald Trump is or what he would do. And so they're beginning to embrace their incumbents. And so if you look at popularity of incumbents, it's still pretty high. I mean, we just ran a poll 3 weeks ago, and my approval rating's the highest it's ever been in this district. I think those of us that go back to our districts and talk about what we're trying to do and talk about the good and the bad and the ugly, and I think, you know, tend to do better with the voters in terms of popularity. But I can understand the frustrations by the American people with their Congress.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us in studio. Thoughts on the debate last night?
Well,
or the argument or talking over each other. I don't know if it was a debate or not.
Well, I've been reading some of the postmortems on it this morning, and I thought the moderator showed some bias. She interrupted Mike Pence, I think, 27 times. Tim Kaine, I thought, was particularly rude in the way. I don't think Pence got to complete a sentence without Kaine jumping in. I was just talking to somebody a few minutes ago, I did a TV interview this morning, and somebody said, well, they thought that Tim Kaine looked like the Joker in Batman. Reminded me of the debate back in 2012 between Paul Ryan and Biden, and Biden reminded me of Jack Nicholson in The Shining. So he's back.
There you go.
But it was time. Unfortunately, it was not very substantive because of the I think the poor behavior, mostly of Kaine, but Pence got in it too. One of the things I would have, Mike is a really good communicator, and when he looks straight in the camera and tells the American people what's on his mind, I think he's pretty effective. Unfortunately, he tended to look down too much or look away from the camera, and I wish he would just stare right in the camera, looked into the living rooms of the American people, says, this is what we stand for, this is what Donald Trump and I will do. Now, he would have gotten interrupted during that process, but I think it would have given him a chance. Kane's talking points I thought were pretty interesting, particularly the one about Trump not paying for the military and not liking America. I thought that was over the top, and that didn't play very well with the American people.
Finally, your thoughts on the former president, Bill Clinton, calling Obamacare the craziest thing in the world. He kind of went off the reservation there a little bit.
Well, no, he didn't go off the reservation. He called it like it is. It's amazing. You know, you hear some Democrats in the background saying, oops, this really didn't work, but you don't hear him say it publicly, but he finally said it publicly. Because my Democratic colleagues, the ones that I'm friends with here in Texas, will tell you privately that it's not working. And they're scared to death about what this series of premium increases is going to do, because all those premium increases have to be rolled out before November 1st. And they're shockingly bad. And so the American people are going to go to the polling booth, and they're going to be, for lack of a better term, PO'd.
Yeah.
And I hope I can say that on the radio.
Yeah, it was too late now.
Okay. Hit the delay. And so they're going to be really bad. And so Clinton nailed it. He said, look, it's been hard on the middle class. Well, duh, that's what we've been saying for 6 years. And he's going to say, and it's hurt small businesses. And again, duh, too, because, yeah, I mean, any person with 25 cents worth of economics understanding would know how bad Obamacare is going to be, and finally a Democrat admitted it.
Well, it was it certainly made headlines. Congressman Bill Flores joins the Post every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Appreciate you being with us in studio this morning.
You bet. Glad to do it.
All right, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Uh-huh.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair. At Superior, we have a great new deal on qualifying train, heating, and cooling systems. For a limited time, you can get a trade-in allowance up to $2,000 or get special financing for 5 years. Your choice. Find us online for details at SuperiorAirRepair.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Subject to credit approval, see Superior or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
A while back, I was invited to speak at a local university about religious faith and tolerance in the culture. From the start, it was clear the audience was not so sympathetic to my views. In fact, several of the students directly challenged me, and a few even outright accused me of intolerance. I found those criticisms especially troubling for a couple of reasons. The first is that the concept of tolerance in our culture has been completely turned on its head. Originally, the word meant people treated one another with respect, even when they didn't see eye to eye. But disagreeing with someone's worldview is now likely to earn you the label of fear or hate monger. Frankly, I think that view of tolerance is too shallow. I have friendships with several people that I disagree with on almost every social and political issue. Despite our differences, though, we still treat each other with civility and kindness. Which brings me to my second concern. What happens to tolerance when one group gains political power over others? The new majority usually doesn't extend to others the same respect they once so vigorously demanded. I believe respect and true tolerance ought to be extended to everyone equally, not simply to the group with the most power. Tolerance is the answer for resolving our differences and bringing our nation together. But what we need is the original meaning of tolerance, respecting people with whom we disagree. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:54. Well, ESPN's College Game Day is on its way to Aggieland before the Aggs host number 9 Tennessee on Saturday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. And with your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Eighth-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie football held its weekly press conference yesterday at Kyle Field. And the guys have a big one coming up as ninth-ranked Tennessee comes to town for a top-10 matchup. Here's Aggie quarterback Trevor Knight.
I feel like any time you win, you continue to win, each game gets more and more exciting, and that's a good thing. You know, you want to have excitement around your program. You want to have College Game Day coming to your school and, you know, face a big-time opponent like Tennessee. That's what you play college football for. And then, obviously, when you win games like that, it propels you into something much bigger. And so we're really excited about this week and everything that comes along with it.
Now, of course, it expects to be a sold-out crowd on Saturday. Aggie defensive coordinator and former Tennessee player and coach John Chavis was asked, what advantages can the Kyle Field crowd bring to his defense come game day?
Listen, you got to play well for it to be an advantage. And if you play well and you keep them in it, then, you know, it's a big advantage. Now, you know, it makes it a little bit tougher for us defensively to communicate. But, hey, we want the noise, you know, so we're not complaining about that. You know, we – listen, and I've been in every stadium except one in this league and a lot of other stadiums around the country. You know, I've never been in a stadium that can come alive like this one at Texas A&M.
Now, with Chavis having been a former player and coach for the Volunteers, you can believe the folks in Knoxville took exception to that one. Chavis and the Aggies kick off against Tennessee this Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Pre-game with Dave and Dave gets underway at 1:30 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Also for Texas A&M, a new member has been named to the 2016 SEC Legends class as Ray Mickens, who used to play defensive back for Texas A&M, garnered the honors. A first-team All-American in 1995, Mickens was a mainstay of the famed Wrecking Crew defense while helping lead the Aggies to a 41-6-1 overall record and a 25-2-1 record in the Southwest Conference during his career. He was a third-round pick for the New York Jets in 1996. Also in college football, TCU coach Gary Patterson almost apologized for some of the comments he made about the officiating when he became upset after the Horned Frogs lost to Oklahoma 52-46 at home Saturday night. The Frogs went into the fourth quarter down by 25, but scored 22 consecutive points before an Oklahoma field goal and then had the ball one last time in the closing minutes. In Major League Baseball, looks like the Texas Rangers have decided who their starting pitcher will be for the AL Division Series opener. Manager Jeff Banister just wasn't ready Tuesday to make it public. Before the Rangers worked out at home and before finding out who they'll play, Banister said he didn't feel the need to announce Thursday's starter against Toronto. Toronto, of course, will be the Rangers' opponent as Edwin Encarnacion hit a three-run homer in the 11th inning off Ubaldo Jimenez, and the Blue Jays beat the Baltimore Orioles 5-2 in Tuesday's AL wildcard game. Baltimore used 7 of its 10 pitchers, but closer Zach Britton, who was perfect in 47 save chances during the regular season, never got in the game. Good news for Rangers fans, you can catch the postseason on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. That first game will be tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. And in tennis, Maria Sharapova has had her 2-year suspension for using a banned substance reduced to 15 months by the Court of Arbitration for Sports. That means the Russian tennis star can come back in April and return to Grand Slam play at the 2017 French Open. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. It is indeed time to find out what's going on at Team Ford of Navasota. All the 2015 models must go. Ford is offering 0% financing on most models. First-time buyers, they've got several cars lined up for you, including a 2016 Ford Mustang. Only 12,000 miles, you can get it for $19,988. And to find out more, all you have to do is go to myteamford.com. Just a short drive down to Navasota, meet up with the gang, and they will hook you up. And that is the deal of the day. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service.